Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
State lawmakers return to the State House next week for the second half of their biennial session. Priorities in the coming year range from patching state finances, reform legislation, and possibly casino gambling. WBUR Steve Brown joins me now for a look ahead on Beacon Hill. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, Dolores.
What will the legislature be tackling when lawmakers return after the new year?
Well, it'll be down to business right away for the House. They're expected to take up a major education reform bill when they come back on Wednesday. The Senate passed that bill back in November before they ended their formal sessions. You might remember the governor was highly critical of the House for not taking up several important matters before going on break, and one of those matters was the Ed Bill. The House said that the legislation was just too important to rush through.
And, of course, there's a federal deadline they're facing.
In essence, there is. The administration wants this bill passed and signed by the governor before January 19th. Now, that's the deadline for states to submit to the federal government applications for Race to the Top dollars. All 50 states are competing for a share of $4 billion in education grants. Massachusetts could receive anywhere from $150 to $250 million.
Does the state have a good chance at getting these funds?
Well, Governor Deval Patrick thinks that the state's application is strong to begin with, but he says that the reforms in this bill will boost the state's chances by addressing the achievement gap among students in a couple of ways.
Two kinds of strategies, one using charter schools by raising the charter cap in those districts that are chronically underperforming, and targeting those charter schools or limiting those charter schools to those that have a proven record of dealing with the populations that have been left behind.
The other strategy, the governor told me, is the creation of so-called readiness or innovation schools. These aren't charter schools, but are in-district public schools aimed at giving more leeway to creative teachers, as well as partnerships with colleges and universities, museums, and even some businesses. Now, there is opposition. Some House members are concerned about changing the way the state reimburses local districts when students leave the district schools for charter schools. House members also have some concerns over a provision that allows school superintendents to fire teachers at will should their school be labeled as underperforming. Teachers' unions argue the provisions undermine collective bargaining rights. Now, just the other day, on Tuesday, the House Ways and Means Committee released its version of the bill. That version removed a provision that would shield teachers from dismissal, as well as boost the amount of reimbursement public school districts would get for students leaving to attend charter schools. So the differences will have to be reconciled in a conference committee.
Well, after the education bill, what else is on the plate?
Well, another bill that's been passed by the Senate and is still awaiting action by the House is a comprehensive crime package. This includes changes to the Criminal Offender Record Information, or CORI, laws. The governor calls that a very broken system. Criminal rights advocates say that the existing CORI laws keep people who have committed minor offenses from getting jobs. They say when these folks can't get legitimate work because of their record, they often have no choice but to return to a life of crime.
And, of course, the budget. It is sure to dominate the first part of the year since the new fiscal year starts in just 6 months.
Well, balancing the budget has become a year-round task in recent months, considering the volatile economy. This is one of the areas where the governor and the legislature disagree. The governor still wants the legislature to give him the ability to make cuts beyond the executive branch. The legislature is not so quick to give him that power. They've indicated that the budget is in balance right now, so there's no need for him to have that extra power to make the extra cuts. Looking ahead, next year's budget has a projected $3 billion shortfall.
We have heard so much talk about casino legislation over the past couple of years. Will we see a casino bill in the coming year?
Well, Dolores, it's hard to say for certain, but it is being looked at. Earlier this year, Senate President Therese Murray signaled business leaders that slots were coming to the state. She said, cha-ching, and mimicked the pulling of a slot machine handle. But now she says she hasn't had any conversation with Senate members about the plan. There was a hearing on the issue way back in October, and the new speaker, Bob DeLeo, is much more amenable to the idea than his predecessor, Sal DeMaese. But there could be reluctance to take up such a controversial issue in an election year. Now, Speaker DeLeo did say last week that he'll file an expanded gambling bill in either January or February, and that bill will include the okay for slot machines at racetracks. That's something that the governor opposes.
Steve, that Beacon Hill leadership troika, Governor Patrick, Speaker DeLeo, and Senate President Murray have had a lot of ups and downs in their professional relationship. Any sign of where they stand now?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, the governor has chided lawmakers for not acting quickly enough on his priorities. But Therese Murray sounded a positive note when I asked her about this issue.
There's a great working relationship among all three. We're going to have our bumps along the road. Just because we're all Democrats doesn't mean we're going to agree on everything. There will be times when we don't.
In election years past, some governors have made it a strategy to run against the legislature. Governor Patrick told reporters last week he won't do that, but we'll have to stay tuned to see if that tactic does emerge in 2010.
Thank you very much, Steve Brown.
Thank you, Dolores.
WBUR Steve Brown with a look ahead at what will be coming up in the state legislature during the new year.